Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. I've been an Evernote user since 2008, since July 2008, when I got my first iPhone, an iPhone 3G. Now, when I say I've been a user since 2008, probably more accurate to say I was a user in 2008, because I seem to have quickly lost interest in it, and haven't really posted anything, created any notes or anything since 2008 in any big way. But I got an email from the Evernote team today telling me about a password compromise that had occurred and I needed to reset my password. So I thought, fine, I'll do that. I'll go onto the website. And I've been hearing a little bit more about Evernote recently. Daylight Gambler, the chap who does gambling in the daylight has been talking about it, and even Jana's been talking about Evernote.
Must be becoming mainstream if I'm talking about it.
So I thought, okay, well, why not see what the latest is, and so I faithfully ambled my way over to, or sorry, surfed my way over to the Evernote.com website, and okay, select a new password. So fine, I opened up one password on my iPad and generated a new password. Typed it in to Evernote.com. All good. Typed it in again, because you have to type it in twice. Managed to get it right the second time. Great! Hit save. Fantastic. Your new password's been saved. And then one password crashed on the iPad. So that password was lost. Really good timing from there, from one password there. Luckily, Evernote have a reset password link, as do all reputable websites. And some of the less reputable ones as well. So I was able to reset my password and generate yet a new password on 1Password. But this time I saved it before I used it. So, lesson learned. And then here I am with the latest version of Evernote installed on the iPad. I might even install it on the iPhone again. Hopefully I've got enough space to store the app on this iPhone. So there we are. That's my experiences with Evernote and 1Password this evening. Toodle-poo.